Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. So how do you react when you see a spider? Do you get excited or do you get a little nervous? Are you afraid of spiders? Do you remember how many legs a spider has? Well done! That's right. It has 8 legs. But do you know why a spider has 8 skinny little legs? Well, today is your lucky day. Why? Well, you are going to find out. Our lesson today is called, Why Spiders Have 8 Skinny Legs. Sounds like a cute story. And the question for you today is, what was Rabbit cooking? What was Rabbit cooking? That's a very good question. Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's begin talking about spiders. Follow me.
Why spiders have 8 skinny legs. What happens when you want too much? Many years ago, there was a spider named Anansi. Anansi was very clever and also very greedy. There were times when Anansi's greed caused his cleverness to work against him. Anansi's wife was a good cook, but Anansi was greedy. He loved going to his friends' houses to see what they were eating. He liked to taste the food that others in the village made. One day, Anansi stopped by Rabbit's house. "There are greens cooking in your pot," said Anansi.
"The greens aren't done," said Rabbit. "They need to cook longer. Would you like to stay and eat?"
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 cleverness 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 clever, 聪明伶俐的或机灵的这个形容词。例如 Carl is a clever kid, he learns everything so fast. Carl 是个聪明伶俐的孩子，他学什么都快。Clever 的字尾加上 ness 就变成名词，是不可数的。例如 the cleverness of the product's design impressed a lot of consumers.这个产品巧妙的设计让许多消费者印象深刻。Cleverness 和 wisdom 是不太一样的。Cleverness 是指聪明或巧妙，但是 wisdom 是指智慧。例如 I remember my grandfather's words of wisdom by heart. 我把爷爷智慧的言语都谨记在心里。继续我们看 greens 这个复数型名词。Greens 是指绿叶蔬菜或者是青菜的叶子。例如 Don't forget to eat your greens to stay healthy.别忘了吃青菜才会保持健康哦。或者是 mix the buffalo cheese and the greens together and add some vinaigrette. 把水、牛乳、酪和绿叶蔬菜混合之后加上一些油醋。或者是 the greens served in the restaurant are grown in their own garden. 这家餐厅的蔬菜是在自家庭院种的。
So Gabe, what do you think about spiders?
You know, there are some pretty beautiful spiders, Rebecca. There are some beautiful ones.
So you like spiders?
No.
Oh.
No. I'm not a big fan of spiders because even the beautiful ones, I can't tell if they're venomous or not.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And so because I don't know all about that, then they kind of scare me. And I hate seeing spiders in my house, especially those big...black or brown wolf spiders or banana spiders. Well,
Gross.
Not many banana spiders, but I'm not a big fan of spiders, Rebecca.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of spiders either, but today's lesson is called Why Spiders Have 8 Skinny Legs, and look at that little spider.
Well, right. The nice thing about that spider that we just saw was that it was outside in nature.
And not inside.
Right. That's nice when you're maybe on a trail in the mountains somewhere and you look up and there's a web with a spider inside the web, right? That's cool.
But, well, you know what's really not very cool? Mm-hmm. Is when you're walking along in that hiking trail and all of a sudden, oh, ew, you just walk through a spider web and
exactly.
There was a spider in the spider web.
Yes, if you walk through a spider web, the first thing you think is, where's the spider? I hope it's not on me.
Well,
right?
One time it did end up on me. Anyway, we're having so much fun talking about spiders and spider webs. But our lesson does start out by saying, what happens when you want too much? Many years ago, there was a spider named Anansi.
Yeah. Anansi.
Anansi.
Anansi. I've heard it pronounced Anansi before. Anansi is the name of a character in a lot of different kind of folk tales like this. And this is just one of the tales of Anansi, or Anansi, the spider. And I think he's probably a lot cuter than the spiders that we think about in real life.
Maybe, but we don't know for sure, because he is a spider. Anansi was very clever and also very greedy. He wanted lots of things. There were times when Anansi's greed caused his cleverness to work against him. Now let's talk about this phrase, to work against something or someone. This just means that it makes something more difficult for somebody else. So there's two different forces, right? And then something moves against something that you're trying to do.
Yeah, so we know that Anansi is clever, and it's good to be clever. And he's also greedy, and sometimes his greed gets in the way of his cleverness, or it works against his cleverness, or his cleverness works against him, right, because he is greedy. Here's another way to use this phrase. So I like to pay attention to detail, but maybe my goal is to get finished work in time. So you could say that sometimes my attention to detail works against my goal to finish on time. Because I'm so concerned about details, I take a lot longer to do something.
Excellent example.
Well, thanks.
Well, Anansi's wife was a good cook, but Anansi was greedy. He loved going to his friends' houses to see what they were eating. He liked to taste the food that others in the village made. So really, Gabe, it sounds like he's mooching off his friends.
Oh, well, I mean, so far, this is okay, right? You can appreciate your wife's cooking. You can also appreciate your friend's cooking. But sometimes it might get to the point where you're not just enjoying what your friend is making, but maybe you're also really wanting them to do something for you for free and you don't have to pay for it.
That's right. And so if that's the case, you could say that they are, this individual is mooching off someone else. Well, let's go ahead and move on to the next sentence. One day, Anansi stopped by Rabbit's house. There are greens cooking in your pot, said Anansi. Okay, guess what, friends? This is the answer to today's question. Rabbit was cooking greens.
And we're going to learn more about greens a little later on today. But for now, it is time for us to continue with the
Info Cloud. Hi, friends, and welcome to InfoCloud. I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Ken. Describing something in English is pretty easy because there are a lot of adjectives to choose from.
But all of those adjectives can also make it difficult. How do you know which adjective to use? And what order should the adjectives go in if you want to use more than one to describe a noun?
You know, that's an excellent question, Carolyn. Deciding which adjective to use really depends on the speaker's preference and what meaning they want to express. But the order of the adjectives should follow a general rule.
That's right. Most native English speakers can tell you when a group of adjectives aren't in the correct order, but they might not be able to tell you why.
So what is the order? Well, in general, adjectives should be listed starting with opinion, then size, physical quality, shape, age, color, origin, material, type, and purpose.
That's a lot. So
Let's look at some examples. That house has a beautiful, tall, old brown wooden door. In this sentence, we have opinion, beautiful, size, tall, age, old, color, brown, and material, wooden.
Okay, here's another example. That shop sells soft, rectangular, Turkish, handmade, decorative rugs. In this sentence, we have physical quality, soft, shape, rectangular, origin, Turkish, type, handmade, and purpose, decorative.
Now, there is something you should keep in mind as you read or listen to English. Sometimes adjectives may be listed in a slightly different order if the speaker wants to emphasize something about the noun. Also, not everyone agrees on the order for size, physical quality, shape, and age.
当我们要用好几个形容词来形容一样东西时，形容词的顺序很重要。如果把形容词的顺序搞错了，那听起来就会怪怪的。其实英文形容词的顺序有一个规则，那就是 opinion, size, physical quality, shape, age, color, origin, material, type, purpose, 也就是个人的观点，再来是大小、形状、年龄、颜色、地点、材质以及用途。我们可以举一个例子。A beautiful, tall, old, brown, wooden door. 注意到个人的观点摆第一 beautiful. 最后呢是材质 wooden. 所以这是一个又美丽又高又古老的咖啡色木门。其实这个顺序并不需要背下来，我们只要多阅读，多接触英文，就能够直觉地知道形容词该有的顺序了。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次请关键。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Now, we just met a special little spider by the name of Anansi. We learned that this spider is very clever, but extremely greedy. He loves to eat. Seems like he just can't eat enough.Well, anyway, one day he decided to go on a mission. He stopped by Rabbit's house. Rabbit was cooking some greens. Mmm, smells delicious, thought this clever little spider. Well, friends, let's see how this story continues.
Why spiders have 8 skinny legs.
I would love to, said Anansi, but I have things to do.
He knew that if he stayed, that rabbit would give him work to do. Anansi was lazy.
I know what I will do, said Anansi. I will spin a web and tie it to my leg. When the greens are done, pull on the web.And I'll come back as fast as I can.
All right, 接下来我们看 spin 这个动词。spin 在这里是指吐丝、编网或者是纺织。注意它的过去式还有过去分词都是 spun, S-P-U-N。现在分词要重复字尾的 n 再加上 ing。例如 the workers are spinning the cotton into thread. 这些工人正在把棉花纺成线。或者是 the wool was collected, washed, and then spun into yarn.羊毛经过收集、洗净之后就被编成毛线。spin 也可以指快速旋转。例如 Brenda feels her kids are spinning around her every day. Brenda 觉得她的小孩每天都绕着她转圈。所以我们看 web 这个名词 ,web 是指蜘蛛网或者是网状物。例如 the spider is busy spinning a big web between these two trees. 这只蜘蛛正忙着在两棵树中间织一个很大的网。如果是单一的蜘蛛丝或者是布满灰尘的蜘蛛网叫做 cobweb,c-o-b-w-e-b。 例如, the boys make fake cobwebs to decorate their haunted house for Halloween. 这些男孩做了假蜘蛛网来装饰万圣节的鬼屋. And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, Rabbit responds to Anansi by saying, the greens aren't done. Now, before we continue on, let's talk about that word greens. Oftentimes, when I hear the word green, I think of the color green. But when there is an S on green, this actually refers to a vegetable, the leaves of green vegetables like lettuce or spinach.
Or broccoli. Even is broccoli a green, Rebecca, considered a greens?
Well, typically when I think of greens, I think of the leafy vegetables.
Oh.
So like spinach and lettuce and maybe even sweet potato leaves.
Oh, yes.
Greens. Or, you know that drink? Have you ever had, it's like a superfoods drink. My mom always called it greens. It's like this powder.
Oh.
And they blend all these different vegetables in it.
Well, yeah, if you're blending vegetables together into a drink, I guess that would be pretty healthy. I do like this. Okay, I love all sorts of greens. My favorite is kong xin cai. Rebecca, you know what that is, right?
Kong xin cai.
Kong xin cai.
Cai.
Yeah.
Sweet potato leaves.
Sometimes people call it water spinach. Sweet potato leaves is di gua ye. I love that too.
Yeah.
But man, I gotta tell you.
You tell me.
I will.
Okay.
The greens that I can eat here in Taipei are a lot tastier than the greens I find back home in the United States. I don't really enjoy eating lettuce in America, but I love eating di gua ye da lu mei, kong xin cai, all sorts of different stuff here.
I think I know why. The greens here in Taiwan have a little bit more oil in them
yeah, really?
Than the ones back in America.
Maybe they were cooked with a little more oil and garlic. Ah, they just make it taste so good. Thank you so much for making your food taste so good.
Oh, yes. And I love the excitement, your excitement, Gabe, about eating greens. What about you, friends? Do you enjoy eating your greens? Maybe you should do that today. Well, continuing on, Rabbit did say the greens aren't done. They need to cook longer. Would you like to stay and eat? And how do you think Anansi's going to respond?
Well, if I were Anansi, I might say, yeah, sure, it smells good. I'll stay and eat. But let's see what Anansi is thinking here.
Well, that's what he says, too. I would love to.
Yes, he would love to. But let's see what he's thinking here. I have things to do. I think this was kind of a white lie.
Okay.
I don't think he really had things to do because he knew that if he stayed, that Rabbit would give him work to do. That's what he was thinking. I'm not going to stay and eat because Rabbit's not finished yet. He's going to make me help him. And we read here that Anansi is lazy.
I know what I will do, said Anansi. I will spin a web and tie it to my leg. When the greens are done, pull on the web, and I'll come back as fast as I can. What a clever, lazy little spider.
Yeah, exactly. This is where his cleverness comes in, right? He wants to have some of the food, but he doesn't want to stay to help because he's lazy. So, hey, I'll spin a web, tie it to my leg, and you can just pull on it when the food is done. Hey, are there other words that we could use in place of the word pull?
Yes, the first word that comes to my mind is the word tug, to tug something. If you're tugging something, that just means you pull it quickly with a lot of force, like this.
Nice.
I just tugged the air.
I tugged the air. I was imagining there was a rope in your hand. Yeah.
Yeah, so if there's a rope there and you just pull it really quickly, you can say, I tugged the rope.
Well, speaking of which, there is a competition that that involves a rope, and it's called Tug of War, right?
I remember that game.
And a rope, and you're trying to pull the rope to see who can pull it farther toward your side, right? That's Tug of War. It requires tugging on a rope. But there's another word that I think of, and that's the word yank. And I think this is a little, maybe even more violent of a pull, right? You're yanking on something. So you could use these words tug and yank also as nouns. You could say give the rope a little tug or a little yank.
Well, right now it's time for us to go to something new.
Yes, This is kind of a fun little review for you. How well do you know today's words, the special information words, and the words from the word bank? Well, who knows?
Who knows?
Hello and welcome to the first time with the greatest review show on earth, Who Knows? I have two contestants here who are very excited to play. Let's see who they are. We have, first we have Joy Smalley.
Hi!
And Kiefer Ramsey. Okay. For Who Knows, you see the words cleverness, greed, greens, spin, and web. I've got a word right here on this card, and I'm going to give you some clues for this word. When you know the answer, just ring your bell.
I know. The answer is greed.
I haven't given you any clues yet.
Oh.
Right. So here's your first clue. You want more and more. You can never have enough. Who knows the answer?
I know.
Great. And the answer is?
Greens.
Huh? What? Wait, why greens?
Because greens are important. I want more and more, and I can never get enough.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. But it's not the answer that I'm looking for. Yes, Kiefer?
Okay, the answer has to be cleverness.
Now, why cleverness?
Well, obviously, you need to be clever to get more and more stuff.
Oh, maybe, but no, that's not correct. Here's another clue. Mine, mine, it's all mine.
I know, it's greed. If you're greedy, you can never have enough. You want more and more. And you always say, mine, mine, it's all mine.
Joy, you are a genius. And you take the prize.
Okay.
Yes, greed is the answer to who knows.
But I guessed greed already. That's not fair.
Yes, Kiefer, but you guessed it before I gave any clue.
So, I still guessed it.
I tell you what. You can come back next time to compete against Joy. But if you guess the word before I give any clues, it doesn't count. Got it?
Fine.
And one more thing, Kiefer.
What?
Smile. You're on TV. Okay, that's all the time we have. We'll see you next time on Who Knows? Rebecca, are you waiting for something? Are you waiting for the food to be cooked so that you can go back?
Yeah, I'm waiting for some of those greens. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to actually stay there at Rabbit's house because guess what? Rabbit might put me to work.
You're just like a Nancy the
spider. I'm just like him.
Clever but lazy.
Well, friends, we've had fun with today's lesson. So join us tomorrow. You learn about the spider.
Right here on
Studio Classroom. A friend gives at all times.